Well, good morning, everyone. It's Saturday morning, 8:23. We're looking at an article titled, Richard Dawkins Reveals He is Agnostic. Richard Dawkins is the world-famous evolutionary biologist, and he took the stage with Rowan Williams, who is the Archbishop of Canterbury, the leader of the Anglican Church. And let me remind you that the Anglican Church is the breakaway church from the Church at Rome for those who resided in the United Kingdom. And now the Anglican Church is a global church with millions of members. And they have, I would describe it, as a quasi-Protestant Catholic doctrine with liberals and conservatives on both ends of the spectrum. And that's just a rough description of that church. Dawkins revealed that he is, in fact, not an atheist, as he is not 100% sure that God doesn't exist. So we're making reference to a discussion that occurred, or a debate that occurred, on February 23rd, 2012. The name of the debate was The Nature of Human Beings and the Question of Their Ultimate Origin. And the two on the stage predominantly were Williams, the Archbishop of Canterbury, and Dawkins. The moderator was Sir Anthony Kenny. What made this headline or this debate come alive or make this article was the fact that Dawkins revealed that he should be more accurately described as an agnostic instead of an atheist. And he explains this in the article. Let's take a look at this. He says, I don't know whether there's a God or not. I'm open to persuasion either way. This is Kenny, said Kenny, as he explained why he sat between what he believed were an atheist and a Christian. He said, Kenny, the moderator, I sit here as a representative of ignorance. So naturally, it was a surprise to him when Dawkins, who was described by Kenny as the world's most famous atheist, said he is actually an agnostic because he has no way of disproving God's existence. Dawkins explained himself further by pointing to his book, The God Delusion, which contains in it a 7-point scale he created for people to evaluate their beliefs. The number 1 on the scale means I know God exists, and number 7 means I No, he doesn't exist. On that scale, Dawkins said he is a 6, though he later half-jokingly increased that number to a 6.9 later on the discussion. Dawkins doesn't identify himself with other agnostics, he explained, because they believe that there is a 50-50 chance that there is a God. He believes, by comparison, that the probability of existence of any supernatural entity is lower than that. What I can't understand is why you don't see the extraordinary beauty of the idea that we can't explain the world, universe, and life, Dawkins said to Williams. That is such a staggering element and beautiful thing. Why would you want to clutter up your worldview with something so messy as God? So let's talk about that. Why would we want to clutter up our worldview with something so messy as a God? And this is really where apologetics steps in and helps us think. It helps us think about these kind of questions when a coworker or a neighbor or a relative asks the question such as, why would you want to clutter up something so elegant and staggering and beautiful and etc. with something such as God? Well, we have to ask ourselves, how do we account for the origin then? And isn't it a ridiculous thought to consider that there isn't an impetus behind this? And that's the essence of the discussion. is the suggestion that all this is through a happenstance. But in the end, we're still left with the beauty and the unknown and the mystery of God. That's where we would push it back. Instead of stopping at creation, we would suggest, Christians would suggest, that all the beauty that he's describing, the staggering, elegant, beautiful thing that he suggests is the universe, I would suggest is God. That's where we as Christians push it back. We don't stop at the universe. We say that the universe is the evidence of the beautiful Creator. The Archbishop, who said during the discussion that he believes in both God and evolution, said he agrees with Dawkins that creation is elegant and beautiful, but disagrees on other points. Well, I agree with Dawkins that creation is elegant and beautiful. And the reason I believe that creation is elegant and beautiful is because I believe that the God who created these things is elegant and beautiful. And that's what I don't seem to get. And maybe I'm allowing the Bible to influence my thinking, because the Bible says that the fool has said in his heart, there is no God. To suggest that something stupid produces something intelligent is ridiculous, or something is produced without something is ridiculous. And so to stop at creation with the elegance, in my view, is ridiculous. I don't see clutter coming into it at all, said Williams. I'm not thinking of God as an extra that has to be shoehorned somehow into this. And I would agree with Williams that we don't see God that way. We see God as the origin of this. I would suggest to you that a 7-point scale is ridiculous. And it doesn't matter whether you're a number 1 on the scale or a number 6.9 on the scale. What matters is, have you put your faith in Christ? What matters is, was there, is there, when was the decisive moment of conversion? One of our pastors was out to lunch with someone, and the person suggested that he'd been a Christian all his life. May I remind everyone who listens to this broadcast that you cannot be a Christian all your life. Jesus told Nicodemus in John chapter 3, you must be born again. There must be a time when you're born again. You are not born again at birth. You are born at birth, but you are not born from above at birth. And so whether Dawkins describes himself as a 6.9 or a 7, it really doesn't matter, quite frankly. It's irrelevant. Dawkins does not believe that God sent his only begotten Son, who died on a cross, rose again, to be the substitutionary, atoning being, God-man, for humanity. He doesn't believe that. And all those who do not believe that will be eternally separated from God. It doesn't matter whether they've read Dawkins' book and would describe themselves as a 2. It doesn't matter whether they would describe themselves as a 1. It doesn't matter whether they would describe themselves as a 7. A 1, a 2, a 3, a 4, a 5, a 6, a 7 will all be eternally separated from God. That's the reality. Another major focus of the discussion was on the human consciousness. The Archbishop, who is the spiritual leader of the Global Anglican Communion, pointed out that human beings are self-aware and have the ability to ask questions, tell jokes, fantasize, and even pray, abilities that aren't seen in other animals. Dawkins described human consciousness as deeply mysterious, but said it is something he believes science will eventually figure out. So that is his God. Science is his God. Science is his religion. That's the fact. There's no other way around it. That's what he worships. That's what he believes in. And ultimately, that idolatry is what he will spend eternity being punished for. Kenny asked Williams if he thought the human soul survives death, and he said it does. The confidence that I as a Christian have about that is not the belief that there's something in me that will survive, said Williams. It is a belief in the kind of God who does not terminate the relationship initiated from God's side as I develop and grow. And what I'm assured Williams is making reference to is the promise that God, who began a good work in you, will continue to perform that good work. And so the human consciousness is the real piece that scientists just can't figure out. Is why is it this huge evolutionary jump from a monkey to a human and the growth of the consciousness, and yet there are still monkeys today? That's the piece that just can't be answered. The other piece that cannot be answered is the moral argument. The moral argument. How is it that human beings all have a generally same frame of reference when it comes to right and wrong? The moral argument. Why is it that if humans were evolving simultaneously all over the planet from various apes in different continents occurring at the same way, how is it that they all have the same general understanding of what is right and wrong? The Bible tells us that the reason for that is because God placed that in all humans. How does science account for that? Science doesn't account for it. That's the fact. Science cannot account for that. There is no explanation. There isn't a DNA chromosome that has been discovered to account for that. So our prayer as we close this program out is that Dawkins will discover the truth that Jesus is the Christ. Our prayer as we close this program out is that if you have not discovered the truth that Jesus is the Christ, that you will fall on your knees before a holy and righteous God and ask him to reveal himself to you, that you will seek him while it is not too late. Thanks for listening.